Hello, Eurovision fans. It is William and Suzanne calling from Rotterdam Ahoy. Bulgaria and Finland have just had their second rehearsal here inside the arena. We were watching in the press center, and I think we should talk about it. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Suzanne, Bulgaria is a contender to win, and they really upped their chances with that second rehearsal. They've changed the color of the water. It's no longer blue. It's now very dark. And that set off against these golden lights with Victoria on this sandy golden rock or fillet of salmon. It's very emotional. It really, really tugs on heartstrings in a powerful way. She's more confident standing on that rock. The water looks so beautiful. You know, we talked about the natural elements. I love that she's kind of floating above the water. She's on this journey being buffeted about by the forces of nature, the universe, cycle of life, cycle of death. It's just so impactful. And when she came on, everyone in the press center stopped talking. It was pure silence. We all had chill bumps. I am so taken with that performance. This is Bulgaria's best ever staging, best ever, you know, song combined with staging. It's just the overall package. This is not a cheap pop production. This is soulful, spiritual, and real.
It's really hard to improve upon perfection, but there were minor tweaks that really elevated the staging. Her vocals have been spot on from the moment she took the Eurovision stage. She takes my breath away every single time she sings this song. It's just so beautiful. It's just so moving. You know, sitting there singing what's in her heart, she gazes down at this photo of her father. And what I love is that through her passion of music, this beautiful tribute to her father, she is able to memorialize, to suspend in time what she's feeling. And it's just so beautiful and touching.
Yeah. You know, sometimes at Eurovision, things can be OTT. This is perfectly pitched. Do you know what I mean? There's just the right amount of emotion. It's not a diva screaming, you know, oh my God, yeah, I'm so hurt, oh my God. No, it's quiet. But in that quiet singing, there are emotional screams, if that makes sense.
And it's, if you listen to the lyrics, the meaning, growing up is getting old. It's not just that growing up is getting old where we develop wrinkles and our bones start to ache, because Lord knows that happens. It's growing up is getting old, like what a drag, and just the emotional tug on her heart, the heaviness in her heart, that's what's getting old. But at the same time, she wants to cherish every moment, and it's so, so moving. I get tears in my eyes listening and watching.
The heart is heavy, but the song is light. Do you know what I mean? This doesn't feel heavy. It doesn't drag you down. It's actually uplifting while also carrying that emotional core. I can't say enough about this. This is such a contender, such a threat to take it all. Congratulations.
Well done, Bulgaria.
We move on to Finland. The Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu winners, Blind Channel. They are singing Dark Side. They did change things up today. There are a lot more close-ups, particularly of Alex Mattsson on the keyboard, of the other guitarist. You get a better sense of the people behind all the music, all the noise, this dark side. A lot of strobes, as ever, and when there are lots of strobes and camera shots going far out, you can lose a sense of the artist. So I think it's really good they're zooming in, cropping in to convey their personalité.
Do you hear them in the background? So this song to me is just so much fun. I've liked it from day one. It's been in my top five since I listened to it. I didn't see first rehearsals, but I can tell that they have changed the staging. It's not quite as bright red at one point. I mean, you do have the reds, you do have the blues. They've changed it a bit. There are more close-ups. At one point, you can see their faces just across the back. And it's a stunning performance. They definitely lightened it up some. And I think a song that's this heavy needed a little bit of lightening. So love it.
Still love it, though it's probably not in my top five anymore.
I notice a new detail every time. Like just now I saw a karate kick.
I noticed that the first time around.
Jumps up, does the kick. You've got the fire, lots of pyro going on.
You still have the point where Joel walks down and he like kind of gets on one knee towards the audience. They are engaging and fun.
This is the most kind of frenetic in-your-face act this year. It really punches you in the gut, all the colors. It's an assault on the senses, and it's very memorable for that reason.
Yes.
Now look, Owl Girl Angela Peristeri is entering the press room, so we are going to wrap this up. That's what we think. What do you think? Are you living for Bulgaria or Finland at Eurovision 2021? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, comment, join our live stream, and join Devin's Evening Open Up live on Insta.
And we will see you later.
Bye!